Hi, it's Lejay Duzable with TitansOnline.com. Coming up, we'll be talking with Titans defensive end Derek Morgan and also tight end Jared Cook as we talk about yesterday's loss versus the Indianapolis Colts. Also, a preview of this week's matchup as they get ready to take on the Chicago Bears. We're here with Titans tight end Jared Cook. How you doing, Cook?
I'm doing all right.
You know, Cook, the last couple games, we really haven't gotten you the ball until late in the, you know, the game, like in the fourth quarter. How do we get you the ball early and often?
By just getting me in on earlier downs, getting downfield, and having the quarterback see me.
Okay. You know, this last game, we had four red zone trips, and we're only able to score on one. How do we, you know, end those drives in touchdowns instead of field goals?
We got to take the momentum that we use earlier in the field and drive our way down and use that momentum once we get in the red zone to have that mind to score and be a killer and just, you know, put the opponent away.
Yeah, we've been really consistent in running the ball. How do we continue to do that as the season goes on?
Just the offense working together. Everybody keeps standing on the blocks and driving the D-line downfield and get to the second level, and CJ could keep breaking them.
You know, we have a real big challenge on offense this week. We have the Bears defense, who leads the league in scoring touchdowns on defense. What do you think the game plan is going forward?
Like I said before, we just got to stay on the field. I mean, we can't have so many three-and-outs. The Bears defense is a good team, and we got to bring our A-game and all keep working together and come out with a win.
We're here with Titans defensive end Derek Morgan. How you doing, D-Morgan?
Good. How you doing?
You know, yesterday we were able to fluster, you know, luck, get to him twice. What do you contribute that to?
I mean, guys in the D-line were just getting after it, and a lot in the back end has to attribute to that. They were doing a good job covering guys at times, so we were able to get back there and get a chance. He was able to hold the ball, so we had more opportunity to get to him.
You know, he was actually able to scramble out and make a few plays. Like, how do you see that going forward? You know, when we play them again, how do you think we can stop that?
We just got to do a better job of containing him and knowing that he wants to get out the pocket as much as he can. That's where he feels comfortable. So we got to get after him and just keep him in the pocket.
You know, we also got a turnover. Griff had a, you know, nice grab. We've had consecutive weeks of turnovers. How do we work on that as the weeks go forward?
I think it comes down to practice. And, you know, we had a good week of practice as far as, you know, guys swatting the balls, getting interceptions. And so, you know, it just becomes second nature when you get to game day.
You know, we have a big challenge this week as we play the Bears. You know, they have a good quarterback, running back, and receiver. What do you think the game plan is going forward?
Yeah, they have a lot of weapons on the offensive side. So, you know, it's the NFL. It's no drop-off from week to week. It's always going to be a good team. So we got to do our best just to focus on our assignments and get our jobs done.
All right, I appreciate it. And there you have it from defensive end Derek Morgan and tight end Jared Cook. This week, the Titans have a huge matchup versus Chicago Bears. The Bears come in with a record of 6-1 and as one of the best teams in the NFL. In my mind, there's three things the Titans need to do to come out with a victory. One is continue to be consistent in running the ball. Two is win the turnover battle. And three is win the time of possession. If they do that, they will win this game. This is Lejay Duzable with TitansOnline.com.